if you'd like to speak your name into the microphone there.
Richard Cowling.
And tell me about your current position with the Queen's Own Rifles.
I'm the Honorary Lieutenant Colonel of the Queen's Own Rifles, so sort of a 2IC to Colonel Hughes, whom you met. And it's a sort of a big uncle position. We try and look after the troops as best we can from outside of the system.
And you're volunteers, is that right?
Yes, oh yeah. Yeah, we have lots of responsibility, no authority, lots of expense and no pay.
Sounds like a great job.
Why do you do it?
Oh, because the regiment is a family, and it was my first regiment that I ever joined. It was 1958, Queen's Own Rifles of Canada, excuse me. And I was with them for 14 years before they were taken out of the regular force order of battle. And these people here are my brothers. They're wonderful people. Yeah. I think that this last two days, it's just been fantastic. I've spoken to more old friends and people I've served with overseas in Germany, Cyprus, and back here in Canada. And they are just, you've probably met most of them, a heck of a lot of them from good old Newfoundland. They're humorous, they're brave, and they're some of the best citizens you'll ever run into.
Are there some people that you haven't seen since the 1960s that you saw here?
Probably not that long, because a lot of them I served with later on in another regiment called Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry, and so we all served together here in Victoria later on in about the 70s. But yeah, there are some people I haven't seen for quite a while, and it's wonderful to see them.
And can you talk a bit about your military career as well?
Well, I, as I say, Queen's Own Rifles. I got involved in parachuting early in the game and became a paratrooper. I have commanded a battalion of the Princess Patricia's. I've commanded an airborne commando of the airborne regiment, and I commanded the whole of the airborne regiment at one time. So that's been the background. We did a lot of peacekeeping, of course. I've been to Cyprus at least two full tours and several smaller tours. I've been to India, Pakistan, the former Yugoslavia, Northern Ireland, and all sorts of strange places. And it's been a great time.
Do you remember the years that you were in Cyprus?
I was in Cyprus the first time in 1965, the first tour. The second one was in 1981. With the Canadian Airborne Regiment. And in between times and after that, I've been there for shorter visits for various military reasons. So.
And what I seem to hear from the riflemen over the last couple of days is the regiment seems unique in how closely they've bonded. Is that typical with other regiments, or is there something special about the Queen's Own?
Well, we like to think there's something special about the Queen's Own. We are different in many ways. We have different customs. We have, we march at 140 the minute. We do a parade where we double past, the rifles from way back when they were first invented back in the Peninsular Wars have always been something different from the line infantry. You know, the infantry in those days lined up in the thin red line. The riflemen were in green uniforms, the forerunner of camouflage out in front as skirmishers. So they were special troops, small groups, and they were expected to do things without being over-supervised or overly disciplined. They were expected to go out and do their job, and that's the way they are today.
Yeah. So in part, it's the history that's made a difference.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.